In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Did any of you watch the television drama series Call the Midwife that was on earlier this year? It was set in a very poor and tough part of London in the 1950s, and the midwifery service, the Heb-Ammon, were organised by a community of Anglican nuns. And you may be surprised to learn that the Anglican Church has nuns, but they do, and monks as well for that matter. It started in the early days of the Anglo-Catholic movement in the 1860s. In those days, the bishops did not approve of clergy with Anglo-Catholic tendencies, so the only parishes they could get were in these poor, deprived areas where no one else wanted to go. Many of the priests set about organising what we now call social services, midwives, youth clubs and football teams, hostels for the homeless, and so on. They were following St. Francis' famous maxim, preach the gospel, use words if necessary. And at the centre of all this was the Sunday Eucharist, celebrated in churches full of poor people, who for the rest of the week led very grey, miserable lives, with nothing to inspire them or to look forward to. But here on Sunday was a glimpse of the kingdom of heaven, and they were part of it. Preach the gospel, use words if necessary. This is what we are doing when we celebrate the Eucharist. I was talking to one of my colleagues last week, someone from an evangelical background, and the conversation got round to the liturgy after a while, and she said, I've come to realise the liturgy is telling a story. Indeed, that is what it does. And I'm reminded of something else I heard recently, and some of you also did at the SASEP workshop about a month ago. And it was that vision is the story we tell about the future. Vision is the story we tell about the future. And what the celebration of Holy Communion does is to tell the story of the future for which we are being prepared, starting now. And let me give you a few hints about this vision which is unfolding around us. First, what is it actually teaching us about those whom we will meet in heaven? And that's a kind of shorthand way of putting it, but I'm sure you know what I mean. Think first, who Jesus shared the Last Supper with. What a mixed bunch they were. And in human terms, they would have been a great disappointment. Quite often, they just didn't get it. And at the end, they all ran away. And yet, this is my body, given for you. Or think of other meals Jesus shared, and who was there? Respectable people, yes. But also Matthew, the hated tax gatherer. Mary, the psychiatric patient, and or perhaps a prostitute. Or think of those who present themselves at the altar to receive communion. The millionaire and the person who is getting Sozialhilfe. The successful businesswoman and a person whose life always seems to be in a mess. The people we like. And let's be honest, some we really would rather avoid. And yet, any Sunday, they can all be there together. Where else do all these people come together and share food and drink? In the Eucharist, we have a vision of God's kingdom that is profoundly countercultural and challenging. And it was that vision that motivated the priests and nuns in the East End of London. If Christ gave his body for the poor, how could they do otherwise? Second, and here I am nailing my Anglo-Catholic colours to the mast, when we celebrate the Eucharist, we witness the power of the Holy Spirit to change and transform. Whether you call it transubstantiation, consubstantiation, transignification, doesn't really matter. What matters is what we offer as bread and wine is given back to us as something else. God has taken a hand and it has been changed. That is the whole point. Our vision of the kingdom of heaven is one of the here and now, but changed. Changed into something infinitely more glorious and wonderful. And that includes us, which is my third point, which follows on from the second. God, who changes our poor offering of bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, changes us into instruments of his kingdom, channels of his peace. Saint Augustine wrote, "You are what you eat. Eat the body of Christ, and you become his body." Sent out to preach the gospel, using words if necessary. And there's actually a lot more I could say about the story we tell when we celebrate the Eucharist. But let's leave it with this vision of God at work. This is a building site. When we come to receive the sacrament, perhaps we should put on hard hats, for God is calling us to join in his work of changing the world and giving us the means to do it. Amen.